Hey guys, Tyler Watson with Impact Income here. Thanks for joining me on the show. And today we're going to talk about money mindset and how to increase your relationship with money. And for those of you who haven't heard much from me and you haven't followed, this might seem kind of weird. You'd be like, you know, when I first did this, I was thinking, this is stupid. Like, what is the point of this? But then as I actually started to do it and apply it, and I started to see my income go up, and take something where we used to struggle bringing in thousands and tens of thousands of dollars. I didn't even have that in my mindset, to where now it, you know, in one weekend you can do $250,000, and it's like, what in the world? So these techniques, they work. And if you understand the principles behind it, it all makes complete sense. So I just ask to remove some judgment as you try this. And those who don't, well, you're probably just going to keep getting the results that you're getting, which probably aren't that great. So I just encourage you to expand your mindset, remove judgment, and give this a try. And really commit yourself to applying these tools. You know, what these tools that I'm teaching, I've literally invested over 150 grand to study and in-depth ways of how, you know, to shift. And it doesn't take brain surgery. That's the cool thing. You don't have to get brain surgery to change and get results. You just have to apply simple principles. So this is a simple principle and a simple strategy and a simple tool that anybody can use no matter what age you are. All right, so let's say you're not creating the wealth that you'd like, and you have a money goal and you want to create that amount of money. So what I've done in the past is I realized that money is a reflection of a relationship, whether it's with self, with your higher power, or with others. However, money in itself is a relationship. We all have relationships with money. We have mindsets that we taken on since children and created a relationship with money. So whether money's there or money's not there, it evokes emotions inside of us. We feel stuff, and some of it's good, some of it's bad. Some of it's, you know, not good or bad, but some of it's, you know, serving us and some of it's limiting. And so what I want to teach you is to form an incredible relationship with money. So here's the technique. What you're going to do, you're going to take out a dollar bill, a $2 bill, a $5 bill, a $10 bill, a $20, a $50, and a $100. Okay? From there, you can also write yourself specific checks. And for however amount of money, however much it is that you're wanting to create, 100,000, 200,000, 500,000, 1 million, 2 million, whatever it is that you're working on to achieve. And what you're going to do is you're going to take that, start from the dollar bill. Take the dollar bill, have a pen and paper by your hand, and you're going to take that dollar and look at it. And you're going to write down, my relationship with this dollar bill is... And you're going to write. And it's going to sound weird, but you're going to just write. And you're going to be like, okay, so my relationship with $1 bill is, and some of us will just be kind of surfacey. Oh, it's great, or it's good, or it's whatever it is, or why the heck am I even doing this? This makes no sense, but here's my relationship with it. And you just write what comes to your mind, what's real. And eventually, after doing this 2, 3, 4 minutes, you'll start to come up with things. Some of it is, you know, I have a love-hate relationship. I like the dollar. The dollar isn't really much to me. Dollar comes and goes. And you start to think about, what is my relationship with this dollar? Then after you're done, you write about this $2 bill, the $3, or the $3 bill, that would be cool, the $5 bill, $10 bill, $20 bill, $50 bill, and $100 bill. And you keep writing. And then as you go to 1,000 or 10 and 100,000 or 1,000,000, then you can write about your relationship, how I think or how I feel about this sum of money. And what this does is you're creating awareness between how you think and how you feel. Because everything you create in life goes to how you think and how you feel. It's that simple. So the first step to changing your results is shifting, at least becoming aware of what you're thinking and feeling. So this isn't a shifting process. This is an awareness process. First, you got to see where you're at with your relationship. Once you know where you're at, and some of it might be like productive, some of it might not be serving you, then you can start to do something about it. And, you know, as you listen to these podcasts, you'll get lots of ideas of what you can do to release negative relationships, let go of negative beliefs, and I'll share some more of those in the future. So this is an awareness test where you are allowing yourself to be aware of what could be limiting you. So this is so fun to do, and you can do this often. And you'll find, even not doing any tools to shift, just by bringing awareness to things is in itself shifting it. It's powerful. When you come to realize your relationship with money, how you think and feel about specific amounts, all of a sudden, if you're writing something that's limiting, you can just through logic say, okay, that's not serving me. Thank you for being a part of my life. I no longer need you. And now here's my new belief that I'm going to take on. Here's my new relationship that I'm going to form. And doing that, you can create massive results. So I'm going to challenge you to take this seriously. If people who do this get results, it's that easy. People who don't, they just keep getting the same results. So got to do something different to expect different results. Give this a try. Let me know how it goes. Put your comments in the comment box. I'd love to see what you guys are doing and how it's shifting and how this is serving you. So thanks again for joining me today, Tyler Watson, and with the Impact to Income, and we'll see you on the next show.